The Wisconsin Badgers travel to Norman, Oklahoma this week for the NCAA Softball Regionals. It's the third straight tourney trip for a 40-12 Wisconsin team that will square off against 36-16 Notre Dame. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. It's a show you help to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always look us up online for more information at WWIB.com. Badgers first baseman Kayla Conwett led the Big Ten in batting average, total bases, on-base percentage, and slugging percentage. The junior out of Salem, Wisconsin was named the Conference Player of the Year. She's with me on Sports and Commentary. Kayla, Big Ten Player of the Year. It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was really exciting. Definitely coming back after two injuries and 2 years of being off definitely wasn't expected, but all of my teammates, friends, family, other mentors and stuff like that definitely gave me a great head start to coming back. So,
all right, we'll have you share the story about the comeback on Sports and Commentary here. Physically, though, you know, you've been to the precipice of your career where it looked like it could be over, that your softball career was over. Does that realization make this Big Ten Award even more gratifying for you?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I definitely thought my softball career was over, and that was a quite humbling experience, to say the least. But it gave me a whole new opportunity to find out that my identity wasn't in myself as a softball player. My identity and worth came from a lot of other things, and number one, my identity being in Christ. But it gave me a chance to find out who I am, what I stand for, what I believe in, and that's just like a great opportunity. And when you can find out like that you're playing for those things, not just idolizing success and being a great softball player, it's definitely made me more grateful for the experience. And I don't think I would be able to be where I am without my relationship with God. So it's pretty exciting, pretty cool, and I don't know, I'm excited to keep on going. Mm.
So God had to sort of strip away this softball thing so that you could be okay with life if you were without it, and you could just realize that he should be and will be number one in your life. It's sort of, I guess we could call it addition by subtraction, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, I think a big thing was is that I didn't realize that softball was an idol in my life. And I think, so my freshman year of college, coming into college, I decided to commit my life to the Lord. And so September 27th, 2016, that was like, a day where I sat down with a couple mentor from AIA, and so we were able to like talk through like who God is, what He promises, how our relationship with Him works, and stuff like that. And I decided that's exactly what I wanted. And as a freshman in college, I feel like a relationship with the Lord is something that's a little tougher to figure out, given all the like societal and cultural norms of what a college athlete and a college young woman is supposed to be like. And so it was kind of hard to navigate that at first, but I had so many great people able to answer questions, lead me to scripture and things that would help me dig through that. But then it wasn't until UTC where like I truly felt moved and compelled, and I don't even know how to explain the transformation, but like it was just completely moving to where now it's like there's no way I could deny it. So,
yeah, UTC is the ultimate training camp. And I've talked, Kayla, to so many athletes who've gone to the UTC, and their life has been changed forever. They have a much deeper, intimate relationship with Christ. So great to hear about that. All right, Friday you play Notre Dame in the first round down in Norman, Oklahoma on Selection Sunday. What did you think when Notre Dame Irish came up next to your Wisconsin Badgers?
We were a little surprised, honestly, when we saw our team pop up so soon on the selection show, but we were nonetheless excited. And Oklahoma City is where the tournament, the Women's College World Series has been for as much as anybody can remember. That's where it's been. So it's every little girl's dream to go to Oklahoma City. We're playing at OU. So, but it's right. It's same state, same environment. They sold out of tickets literally within hours of putting them out. So it's just going to be a great environment to play. And so many of us on the team, we know that we, even though people might not be able to go to OU, we have so many people in our back pocket supporting us. We go to the airports, people supporting us. And we know that we're playing for something greater. A majority of us do. So it's super exciting that it's not about like the earthly supporters that we have, but also the people up above helping us out and know that their love is not conditional towards, we don't have to earn our love by performing, and we don't have to earn our value or worth as a person by performing. We know that our love is already predetermined and we can't earn any more love. So it's super exciting to be able to play with that freedom.
Yeah. So what can you tell us about this Notre Dame team?
Notre Dame's a great team. They have been a great team. Obviously, they're a great school, great football school, so they have the funding to be a great team. We played a couple. Some of us have played them in travel ball and stuff like that. They have a great pitching staff, and we're just super excited to get after it. They rank up probably around where we do, like in the Big Ten and stuff like that, possibly even a little better. So it's just exciting to be able to go out and play them. They're going to give us some great competition, but they're going to help prepare us for OU. So,
Wisconsin softball first baseman and the Big Ten Player of the Year, Kayla Conwent, a junior from Salem, Wisconsin's on the phone with me. And we got to cut it off right there, Kayla. We're out of time, but let's plan on getting together next sports and commentary and going into a little more detail on the injuries and the surgeries and the comeback. She's the comeback kid for Wisconsin this year. Great season. Thank you for being here. We'll talk soon, all right?
You bet. Thank you so much.